Thank you very much, Chair. And we just wanted to start by reiterating our appreciation. This has been a very productive and interactive discussion. So we're very grateful for all the efforts of your team and yourself. One point we would certainly fully endorse is the need for building on existing consensus laws GGE language. I think we've heard that from a couple of delegations. While the mandate of this particular GGE is different from previous years, we need to be building on work this GGE has previously done and not reinvent the wheel. We have a wealth of previous existing language we can draw on, particularly in the area of characteristics, but also risk and risk mitigation measures. One practical way of ensuring we build on existing language at the August session might be to consolidate previous consensus language on the relevant topics in advance of the session. The 2022 joint proposal, which Australia co-sponsored, attached an annex which sought to consolidate and organise previous GGE conclusions in this way, so that may be of some assistance. Another one of your key takeaways was that reaching a common understanding of laws is, in the eyes of many in the room, linked to the types of measures this group would agree. I think we would frame this point slightly differently, and that is that delegations have approached the discussion on definitions and characteristics with two different purposes in mind. Some delegations have been focusing on describing laws they consider prohibited or that should be prohibited, and others refer to laws as an umbrella term for all weapon systems with autonomous functions that might be referred to in an instrument, whether they're prohibited or not. As long as delegations continue to approach the discussion on definitions and characteristics from those two different starting points, I think it will be difficult to agree a common conceptualisation of laws. So one solution to this would be to separate out those two different discussions. We think that understanding the scope of any future instrument, that is, what weapon systems are covered, is an important first step. And once we have a shared understanding of weapon systems that are within scope, we will be better placed to have the normative discussion, that is, on the laws that would be prohibited or regulated. We would also like to offer some comments on your observations about application of IHL. I think your observation was around the need to clarify if lack of compliance with IHL comes down to how the weapon is used, if it's based on context of use, and if it's based on the capabilities of the weapon system itself. We think the question of how IHL regulates weapons is probably not in dispute. Under IHL, some weapons are per se prohibited because of certain inherent characteristics, and other weapons that are not prohibited per se are subject to limitations in the way they're used, and the same would hold true for laws. But as you've noted earlier this week, Chair, there is a very substantive difference of views on how to conceptualise the two-tier approach. For some delegations, the two tiers are based on prohibitions and limitations that exist under existing IHL, and there is a desire to clarify how those prohibitions and limitations apply to laws. And for other delegations, there's an interest in seeking new prohibitions and limitations that go beyond existing IHL. This week, we feel we've been working well to clarify how existing IHL applies to laws, and we think that continuing this work in a methodical way is a really critical first step. In your key takeaways, Chair, you referred to the conclusion of the 2023 GGE report that laws must not be used if they are incapable of being used in compliance with IHL. And along similar lines to what you proposed, we see merit in building out this understanding by clarifying what would make a laws incapable of complying with IHL. And just to be clear, we're not talking about simply restating existing rules of IHL, but extrapolating measures to ensure compliance with these rules. Thank you.